North Carolina produces more craft beer than any state south of Pennsylvania and east of Texas. There are now 110 breweries and more than 10,000 industry jobs across the state. As the beer culture here has grown, some outsiders have taken notice. Three major craft breweries now call the Asheville area home, or their home away from home.
For us, it was an issue of capacity.
Brian Simpson is with New Belgium Brewing, based in Colorado. A few weeks ago, ground was broken on an East Coast brewery in West Asheville. This is the newest arrival to the region, and New Belgium is the third largest craft brewer in the U.S.
So we were in Fort Collins, we were bumping up to 900,000 barrels, and if we wanted to add any more volume, we would need another facility. So it made sense to go to the East Coast because we are not distributed really north of Washington, D.C. now on the eastern seaboard. So this actually serves the purpose well for carbon footprint, shipping, all that.
Asheville is within 1,000 miles of Chicago, Boston, Miami, and Houston. Having an East Coast arm allows the breweries to reach new markets, deliver a fresher product, and be more cost-efficient when it comes to logistics.
Shipping beer cross-country is not the most sustainable thing.
Brian Grossman is a second-generation brewer at Sierra Nevada, founded 34 years ago in Chico, California.
Glass is heavy, beer is heavy, and you got to go from California across the Rockies to whatever other state you're going to. So we said, we should probably put a brewery on the East Coast.
Sierra Nevada settled on a 185-acre site in Mills River, just outside of Asheville. It's the second biggest craft brewer in the country, producing about 1 million barrels of beer in 2013. Being a craft brewer generally means you produce less than 6 million barrels of beer in a year. Sierra Nevada's new production facility will alleviate some of the strain in Chico.
We've been running the equipment pretty hard. We've been running the teams pretty hard out there, so it's sort of time to take a little breather and do some much-needed maintenance and some R&R.
The Sierra Nevada machines in North Carolina are also working to manipulate beer's main ingredient, water. Grossman explained while walking through the expansive new production facility, using a little bit of inside brewery baseball.
Calcium chloride right here that we're dosing in line. This is just dosing station. So this is where we're just going to impregnate it in there. We're going to go into our mash water and we're going to go.
He's talking about the nuances of making beer. Cauldrons, mash water, and chemical compounds. In layman's terms?
So we had to, in essence, mimic Chico's water.
In an effort to be consistent, Grossman says Sierra wants its water to have an almost identical chemical makeup and pH balance as it does in California.
Not all water is equal, and it's what's in the water. So the water out here in western North Carolina, and the aquifers that we're on, we actually drilled our own wells here on site, is extremely soft, extraordinarily soft, which is a great thing and a bad thing.
Before opening this plant, Sierra Nevada took water samples from all over the region and did analysis in its lab. They wanted to make sure they could deal with the good and the bad. So brewmasters now add mineral content, calcium chloride, which is a salt. Grossman says consistency is the ultimate sign of a great brewer. Meanwhile, a few miles away in Brevard, Oscar Blues Brewery has been treating the water for about 2 years. Eric Bauman is the East Coast Director of Fermentation and Quality Control.
When we first started brewing here, yeah, there was a remarkable difference, but now in a given tasting panel, it's really hard to pick out the two.
Oscar Blues started in Colorado, where the water used for production comes from mountain runoff. In North Carolina, the brewery uses local municipal water to make the well-known Dale's Pale Ale and other styles.
It's very similar. However, typically when you're looking at water, it's also how the city is treating the water. And we found here there was quite a bit more chlorine, and so we've had to put in charcoal filtration to remove the chlorine.
For years, Oscar Blues was shipping about half of the beer it made to the East Coast. Bauman says the mimicking of Colorado water is inexpensive and a minor hurdle in the process. Since expanding east, the company has seen major growth and is coming off its busiest month ever.
Having these three major expansion breweries come to North Carolina is an awfully nice complement to the craft beer industry that already existed here.
Margot Knight-Metzger is executive director of the North Carolina Craft Brewers Guild. She's quick to mention the success of other smaller breweries in Durham, Wilmington, and Winston-Salem, and notes that there is plenty of room for everyone.
When people talk about a craft beer bubble, I just sort of chuckle. Because when you think about the grand scheme of beer sales in this country, craft makes up 8%. 92% is the other stuff. So we have a lot of room to grow.
Some of that growth is, of course, taking place at new and already existing breweries. Another dozen are expected to open in the state by the end of the year. The industry is expanding elsewhere. Rockingham County Community College recently announced it will offer an associate's degree in brewing and distilling. Leaders in Rocky Mount have unveiled plans to convert an empty cotton mill into the state's first craft beer incubator, and Metzger believes the craft beer tourism possibilities are largely untapped. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.